this Boy Meets World. Boy Meets World. Wander down this road that we call life. Is what we're doing. It's good to know our friends will always stand by me. When this Boy Meets World.
Game.
Not my house.
Oh, your house. I pay the mortgage. Huh?
All right, I got next.
There's no next score. This is for the Matthews Championship.
Well, I'm a Matthews.
No!
Oh! Eric is the king!
All right, rematch.
No. New season starts tomorrow. Don't get fat in the off season tonight. I gotta hit the showers.
All right, Dad. Come on. Let's go.
No, Carl. Yeah, I'm wiped. Played 2 hours of racquetball with Eric this morning.
Oh, you were just gonna play Eric. Come on.
Well, that was for the championship.
All right, fine. This will be for our championship. Come on.
Carl, I told you, I got nothing.
Here, you take it out.
Maybe tomorrow, all right?
What, if Eric's not around? Come on.
What?
Never mind, Dad. Give me the ball.
What, so you can throw it at me again?
No, forget it.
No, just knock it off.
Give me the ball.
What is wrong with you?
Dad,
Alan, what happened?
Ask your son.
I swear I don't know anything.
Cora?
I just wanted to play.
The super told me to tell you that the people above us let their bathtub overflow, and whatever you do,
don't poke at the big bubble on my ceiling.
Yeah, you got the message?
Yeah, just now. My whole room's flooded, and there's a half a bathtub hanging over my bed.
So stay in my room.
So when people throw garbage down the chute, this is where it winds up, huh?
Are you calling me a pig?
A pig would never live in here.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sleeping on the couch, man.
John, I need to sleep on your couch.
What happened?
I got into a fight with my dad.
Everybody gets into a fight with their dad.
Yeah, I knocked him down.
That's not quite as common.
I wanted to play basketball with him, like he does with Eric.
I can't believe you hit your dad. Now, does he have to leave the house in shame? Do you get his woman?
Well, I didn't actually hit him. I shoved him, and he went down. He does all these things with Eric. Why won't he do things with me?
Well, he's afraid you're going to hit him again.
Eric has a good relationship with him. You know that? They ski together. They go camping together. I even heard them planning on jumping out of a plane together. All we do is talk.
Corey, you have a great relationship with your dad.
I'm not going to go through the rest of my life as the guy my father talked to. You know, great conversations are not memories you look back on.
You have tons of memories with your dad.
Like what?
Like the time you beat him up. You're gonna talk about that for years.
George. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Is everything okay?
No, Alan. Everything's not okay. I know what happened this afternoon between you and Corey.
Yeah?
I waited for you, I waited for Corey. Nothing. Nobody came over. Something like this happens, somebody should come over. I mean, he knocked you on your keister, man. You're obviously upset, so please, can we talk about it so I can get some sleep?
You want to come in, George?
Yes.
I'm making a little snack. Help yourself.
Don't mind if I do.
You know, George, I mean, it's one thing for the boys to ask for your help, but I am a capable adult. I can handle this on my own.
You were absolutely right. And I am sorry that I intruded on your privacy.
He pushed me down, George. My own son pushed me down.
Doesn't sound like Corey.
No, it doesn't. I mean, he knows if anything is bothering him, he can come and talk to me. I mean, talking is the basis of our relationship.
Maybe that's what's bothering him.
You never stop teaching, do you, George?
Next time, don't keep me up all night. Hmm?
Are you insane?
What? Who sleeps with the light on?
Me, okay? When I was a kid, our trailer park was right next to an off-ramp, and all night long, truck headlights shone through the window. The light comforts me. You know, when the Teamsters went on strike in 82, I didn't sleep till there was a settlement.
That's a really lovely story. Make a great children's book. Here's another great children's book. Good night, light. Good night, Sean. Good night, pig.
Hey, Jack. You're a guest in my room. Why don't you start behaving like one? The pig has a name. It's Little Corey.
Fine. Good night, Little Corey. Good night, pig. Good night. Crickets?
It's a tape. Sounds of the trailer park. It helps me sleep.
It's actually kind of soothing.
Shut up! Shut up!
Drop the weapon and come out!
Get up! Get up! Get up! Hey! Hey, God! Wouldn't have asked you to stay here if I knew you were gonna be so weird. I'm weird? You know what puts me to sleep? A glass of milk, not the truck that delivers the milk. But, you know, you'll have to excuse me. I was raised in an actual house. Oh, I see. Well, as long as you put it that way, I would be happy to turn out your lights.
Oh, I wouldn't, man. Piedmont Pet Boxing Team.
You know, if I really wanted to hit you, I would have.
Well, when you want to, I'll be right here, asleep in the dark. Like normal people.
Corey. Corey.
What?
Corey, get up.
No, I don't want to get up. I hit my father. That's got to be a bad sin. If this were the Bible, I'd be a father smiter. I'd be Corey, son of Alan the Bruise.
Corey, you've got a great relationship with your father.
You know what? You shouldn't be here. If they find you here with me, they'll stone you. Save yourself, Topanga, daughter of Miriam.
Corey, go home and talk this out with him.
No, that's the whole point, Topanga. All we do is talk. You know, that's all our relationship is. That's not like him and Eric. They do stuff together. Well, I want to do stuff, too. I never want to talk to him again.
You're coming with us.
Can we talk about this?
Okay! You successfully completed the ground course! Welcome to your first jump! Yeah!
I wasn't paying attention on the ground, and I feel I shouldn't be allowed up here.
You know what I love? It's the drama. You know, like, will the chute open or will it not?
This isn't fair. When you hit the ground, you were not 10,000 feet above it.
Corey, you know, this is something Eric and I have been talking about doing. There's no reason you shouldn't be a part of it.
So this isn't because I pushed you down?
Well, yes, it is because you pushed me down. You know, if you're that upset about something, I have to take a hard look at what I'm doing wrong.
Well, I just feel like I wanna do things with you, not just talk about stuff.
Well, Corey, I don't do things with Eric because I don't want to do them with you. It's just the way Eric and I relate.
Yeah, Dad just doesn't look at you as much an action-adventure guy as he looks at me, Corey. It takes real guts just to get up here in the first place. You did good. You don't want to have to jump. You don't have to.
No, no, no. If this is what you guys do, I'm with you guys.
Okay, Corey, that's great. If you want to jump with us, then you jump. Or if you want to play basketball or baseball, whatever, I'll be there. But just promise me one thing. I don't want to lose that part of our relationship that I consider most special.
What? What?
What?
Special
the relationship
part's special
with
part
is special. I love when we talk.
You do? You do?
Yeah, you know, I enjoy your opinions and your views on things. And I wouldn't trade being able to talk to you for anything.
You tell me this now? Yeah, I mean, what good is playing basketball and throwing around the football if you don't have good conversation? Right, Dad?
All right, we're at the jump point. Remember, in the rare but not impossible event that your chute fails to deploy, just pull on your red ripcord, which will engage your backup chute.
Whoa, whoa, what do you mean? Fail to open?
What do you mean deploy?
Ready to go!
Okay, okay, let's do it!
Woo!
Whoa, 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 wait, wait, you know, now we got our relationship back on track. Why don't we, you know, go home, play the basketball or something?
Why? Because you're afraid I can't keep up with you guys, huh? Well, what's this?
Go get him! Go get him!
Hey, how come, like, I don't have that special relationship like you have with Corey?
What?
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 What? Like, do you value my views and opinions on things?
Oh, good! His shoot open!
That's great! All we ever do is buddy stuff! We have nothing! I want more! From this moment on, you gotta start listening to my views on philosophy, politics, and what makes the universe go round!
I don't think so!
Hey! I'm talking to you!
You are going down, Matthews.
Come on, my house, Matthews.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
You jumped out of a plane rather than talk to me.
No, you're exaggerating. The wind sucked me out like a vacuum.
You hit the ground and started running.
Momentum.
I just wanted to talk to you, you know, like you do with Corey.
Eric, I'm in the middle of a game here.
Talk to me.
No, give me
look,
the
just
ball.
Talk to me, okay?
Give me the ball.
All right, fine, here.
Did you push him again? Dad, are you okay?
Oh, stay away from me.
You awake?
Well, what kind of moron are you? I can't take this. You live like a pig. You do weird things during the night. Like what? Like, you talk in your sleep and you snore.
Nice try, Jack, but that's impossible, okay? Either I talk or I snore. You can't do both.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to the market to pick up some eggs. Rub two eggs together and you'll get a spark. My head's on fire. Someone please put it out.
Hey, you taped over my Sounds of the Trailer Park tape.
Yeah, it did. Go to the car wash and buy a new one.
I don't own a car. And if I did, Jack, I would have the pride to wash it myself. You hoity-toity, stuck-up, middle-class snot.
Just because you want to live like a pig doesn't mean I have to.
Well, yes, it does. You're my guest, and this is my room. Oh, really? Okay, how about this, huh? What's all this? Hey! You're upsetting my pig. Now, come on, clean this up.
Make me.
Oh, Philly General? Have any middle-aged men been admitted this afternoon with basketball injuries?
That many, huh?
Eric?
How'd you find me?
You live here.
Not anymore. I'm volunteering for the witness protection program.
Eric, you didn't witness any crime.
I hit my father. I saw the whole thing. By this time tomorrow, I'll no longer be your brother. I'll be Dr. Abraham Shapiro, Passaic, New Jersey, cardiologist.
Dad's fine. What's gotten into you?
All we ever do is pal around. You know, that's what our relationship is. It's not like the relationship you have with Dad. I mean, I want to talk to him, too.
Well, you and Dad talk.
Yeah, we talk. We talk about the Sixers and the Flyers and the Baywatch chicks. I mean, yeah. I want to talk about important stuff like you guys do. It's time people learn who the real Eric was.
Dr. Shapiro.
You come in here, you criticize my room, you spook my pig, and you turn out my light. So maybe I like the way I live. Maybe I was born with my life on a silver spoon. Yeah, I like the way I was brought up. I like the way I was brought up. The only thing I didn't like is I didn't get to know my brother. Say uncle. I don't know who my uncle is. I would have liked to know him, too. It's Dave. His name's Dave. He's in the corrugated box business. I can't breathe. We weren't fighting about the messy room, were we? Just think. All those years, we didn't know each other, we could have been beating the crap out of each other. I've waited 17 years to do this.
Back at you!
Now, say uncle!
Uncle!
Say uncle to your big brother!
Uncle! Uncle Dave in the box business!
What's the score?
Son's 2, Dad nothing. Amy, what am I doing wrong here?
You really want to know?
I'm not doing anything wrong. I am a very good father.
Yes, you are. You are a very good father to your son and your daughter.
We have 2 sons.
You do?
Oh, here it comes.
Alan, remember how we always wanted a boy and a girl?
Yeah.
Well, on the way to getting there, we got 2 boys. 2 complete boys that want a complete relationship with their dad, and now they are calling you on it.
They have a complete relationship with me.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
No. Corey gets your mind, and Eric gets the wide world of sports.
Well, that's just the way we are together.
No, Alan, you are the father. You have defined the relationships. Honey, be proud that we have raised them so well that they can tell you they want more.
We have 2 boys.
Yeah, we do.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah, it is.
Dr. Shapiro.
So why'd you guys bring me to a museum?
Well, I wanted to do something with you that I've done, on occasion, with Corey.
See, I came here with my school once, and I really liked it, so I told Dad about it, and we've been here a couple times.
You know, what we like to do, we pick out a piece, and then we try and guess what the artist is trying to say.
How about this one? It's fascinating. Topanga and I plan to own one someday.
What do you think the artist is trying to say, Eric?
It's abstract.
No, it means what it means. There's no right or wrong.
Monkey. 2 monkeys. And they're fighting over a coconut, which symbolizes the father monkey's attention.
This may not have been a good idea.
Well, Dad, it is open to interpretation, you know. My interpretation is that the artist is illustrating a very painful situation where the father monkey has 2 sons but only 1 coconut, so he splits the coconut in half, but only half a coconut isn't enough for either son.
Uh-huh.
So, what kind of art you want to talk about now? Neoclassicism, Impressionism, photographic art. Ansel Adams, American Landscape, he's probably my favorite. But you didn't know that.
No, I didn't. How do you know about all this?
I learned about it at school. We just, you know, never talked about it. I didn't think you'd want to hear it from me. I just always tried to be the person I thought you wanted me to be.
I'd really love to hear what you have to say about this piece.
I would love to tell you.
Taking down this hoop. No good can come from it. Hey, Morgan. We have a pretty good relationship. Right?
I guess so.
We talk, right?
Yeah.
And we have fun, right?
Yeah.
I should have had all girls.